Okay, we're started.
Good evening and welcome to Aggressive Couch number 54. Pro bono, I guess we'll call it.
Okay.
I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And yes, we're back. I can't believe it that I had to drive another hour to get down here.
Yeah.
You would think that we would have did both of them back to back instead of me going home and driving back.
I know. It's two on the same day, and you drove home in between them.
Yeah, why not? All right. Well, I don't know. Everything was exhausted the last episode. We're done. This is going to be filler. Or maybe not. I don't know.
How is that going to be any different?
I don't know. I don't know. We can talk about laziness.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about laziness just yet.
All right, tell that story you just said.
No, I better not. Let's talk about music.
Okay.
Do you know that Moldy was on Jimmy Fallon Live recently?
No.
Yeah. He wasn't like the musical guest. He like sat in with the band.
Yeah.
It was just weird, though, seeing him, because he's pushing that book right now.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, he cleaned himself up for that, I guess.
Yeah.
He wasn't completely white bearded and stuff and shirtless, like I guess he is.
Yeah, trying to look a little less gay, maybe.
Maybe. But it was interesting just seeing him. I was like, really? He's here?
Yeah.
But then also they did the same thing with Weird Al. He was on there recently.
Yeah.
He was kind of like, you know, guest of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that he would have been the musical act.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that works, but you would think that he would. I got to understand why Moldy wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because, well, he wasn't pushing an album, but still. But guess who was a musical guest on that show recently?
Kid Rock?
No, I'll give you one more guess. You'll never believe it either.
Bono?
No, Archers of Loaf.
Oh, my God. They broke up like 12 years ago.
No, 13, actually.
Oh.
And they're back together again.
Wow.
Because I guess their first album is getting reissued.
Yeah.
So we're back together again. I don't know who was asking for it, but.
Yeah, I like their albums. But that was possibly one of the, if not the worst concert I've ever seen in my life.
The song they did was called Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, on there, they were pretty good live.
Yeah.
Not like that time that we see.
God. Opening for Moldy.
Yeah. But they were actually really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe those 13 years did them some.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was thinking then when we seen them with Moldy, that would actually have been right around the time they would have broke up then.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to believe that's been that long.
Yeah.
That can't be, can it?
Probably.
Maybe it is. That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be. There's no way that's 13 years.
I think that was probably 99. So I think that was more like 12. But yeah.
It just seems like a long time.
Yeah.
That can't be right, though. It just doesn't seem right.
I know. When you get older, time goes faster. So if you think about it, by the time you're about 25, your life is half over. At least in terms of perception.
I think that's right. That was like the first time we seen Moldy.
Yeah.
Okay. I was getting it confused with the last time when he was actually doing Sugar stuff and Husker Du stuff.
Oh, yeah. My God, that was recently.
Well, I mean, that wasn't that recent.
That was like half the time, like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah. That was a really good show, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's what I was thinking. It's like, there's no way that's been that long. Because I was thinking that John came with us.
Yeah. No, it was just you and me.
Yeah.
There was one of the roadies took pictures of the audience.
Yeah.
And they posted it on the website, and you could see both of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were, like, way up front with your arms, like, crossed, kind of looking up at the guy, and I was in the back looking over somebody's head, smiling.
All right. I never knew that was out there.
Yeah.
So, if you want to go see Archers of Loof, you can.
Yeah. And Man or Astro Man are playing now.
Really? They're back together?
Yeah. Playing the occasional show.
Yeah.
Mostly just local, though. So, if you don't live in Georgia, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah. But with a band that's been together, or not been together for that long, I wonder who needs the money.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a question of needing money or maybe...
They just need that unconditional approval.
Maybe. We got nothing else to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Somebody in that band needs money, I guess. But, I don't know, to get everybody on board with it.
Yeah.
It's just, it always makes me wonder when I see bands at that level, because they're like somewhat big, but not really.
Yeah.
I mean, you can understand why The Who would get back together.
Yeah.
Because there's money to be made there.
Well, but at the same time, you can understand why The Who would not get back together, because they got more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really need the money.
Yeah.
I think it's because they need the unconditional approval.
Same with the Stones, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mick Jagger's had a couple divorces, so he may need the money.
Yeah, he probably needs it. And Kiss, they need the money. Yeah. Even if they didn't need the money, they would want it. They're just that type of person.
I think they want it more than anything.
Yeah.
Gene's probably socked away his money.
Yeah.
But God knows what the rest of them are doing.
Other than Paul Stanley, chances are none of them made any money off of the band.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in your 60s and you're still dressing up in makeup.
Yeah.
You have to feel bad for the one guy that's probably not getting... It's like, oh, I'm 60 years old, for God's sakes, I'm still wearing this shit.
Yeah. At least we have a change of clothes. You're still wearing that. You got the money, you will was, motherfucker.
All right, well, I needed to bring that music news up.
Okay.
Oh, and Al's coming to town if you want to see him.
Again?
Yeah. Over in Lancaster.
Hmm.
I thought about going, but it's like $50 a ticket.
Oh, yeah. I've seen Weird Al more than I've seen anyone else, like twice as many times as I've seen anybody else, but it's usually because his tickets are cheap and he actually comes to York.
Yeah.
But to have to drive a whole half hour extra into Lancaster and pay, you know, $50 instead of $25.
I was just, it's like $50 to see him, because we're going to take everybody. It's like, well, it's like $250 just to see one person.
Yeah.
It's like, I like Al, but come on.
Mm-hmm.
But he does put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, but I think wasn't his last album his biggest album ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can see why somebody gets successful, and it just gets to their head.
Yeah. This is like 5 years since his last album.
Yeah. But even so, he's still writing that.
Yeah. Well, you got to write it all you can, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really fleeting.
Yeah, but his career has seen a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah. It really makes you wonder how much longer can he go.
He doesn't seem to be running out of ideas.
Yeah. I mean, he's still in his early 50s now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard the new album, and it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's got his strong points. His last album was definitely a little better.
Yeah.
It was a little more consistent. And, like, his style parodies have gotten better. They're actually one of the things you look forward to now on the album, besides just the regular parodies.
Yeah. Who was I thinking of recently? There was a musician, and they were saying something about them in their 50s, and I was thinking, no, they're more like in their 30s.
Okay.
I can't remember, but it seemed to me that they were not that much older, but it turns out they are.
Okay.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Well, you have any more music topics you want to bring up?
No.
No.
Well, sort of. I'm yawning. Why don't we do the why do I not like that topic?
All right.
So let's say you're talking to somebody and you're, you know, talking about your bizarre cult religion, you know, about Michael Stipe or the Ramones or something, and they're like, oh, I don't like them. Do you ask them why they don't like them?
Well, I mean, do you ask the person why they don't like them?
Yeah.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah. I mean, there is some, it's like, you know, what is it about them that you don't like?
Yeah.
But what's weird is when you say, like, you know, why don't you like that? And then they say why, and then you try to convince them that they're wrong. Or am I the only person that ever does that?
Well, I don't, I might ask why they don't like them.
Yeah.
Because music, I think, I mean, if whether, I think with music, you kind of either like it or you don't.
Yeah.
And there's, I don't know, I guess there's more varying degrees to music, liking a band more than to liking a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why people like country music, but apparently people do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had somebody, we had a recent invite to go see, like, you know, we get together in groups sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do, so because when we're down there, you know, gives everyone
who's
a chance
we?
To get, huh? Like
family?
People I work with.
Oh.
And we'll do like group events, like a bunch of us will go out and we'll like go to a movie or something. So that way, you know, it's a little, you know, sense of normality, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a bunch of us are traveling down there every week. And there was, I don't know, somebody sent out an email, go see this band called The Civil Wars or something.
Yeah.
So I looked them up online and say, well, what's it? And they're like, I don't know, it's like folk country music or something.
Yeah.
I was like, Mike, who's listening to this shit?
Now, that's something I might actually be able to tolerate.
Well, I thought I might be able to like it, but,
yeah.
You know, I listened to something that was slow, then I guess they're like their mid-tempo stuff. And I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some stuff like that I do like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be really good, but that was like, well, come on, this is just country music.
Yeah.
Or more actually, more like it's all contemporary, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't send her back an email. I said, how dare you send this to me? Then I just went over there and punched her in the face.
Yeah.
Dare you? It's the only way people would learn.
Yeah.
But I told her no, but she didn't, you know, come up and convince me or try and say, why don't you like them?
Yeah.
I mean, she's from South Carolina, so I guess it's understandable why she would like that.
Mm-hmm. Stark Raven.
Mad.
No, it's some local band when I lived in West Virginia.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't forget Lesbian Staple Gun.
Oh, that was a band from York.
Yes. I can't believe they wound up to be so popular.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Yeah. I wonder if AC is still around.
Probably.
You know, that's the argument I want to hear. I want to hear somebody convincing somebody, why don't you like AC, man?
Yeah. Well, I don't like bands where you can't hear the lyrics. Oh, but you like this other band where you can't hear the lyrics.
What's the matter? This band isn't grindcore enough for you?
Yeah. And so the other thing is, why do you try to explain when someone starts asking you why you don't like it? And starts trying to get into a discussion. I mean, you know, to just say, it's, I don't know, I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, if someone asks me, like, why don't I, you know, like a certain band or whatever, you know, I will tell them, like, well, you know, a perfect example is, like, Linkin Park.
Yeah.
You know, someone say, well, why don't you like Linkin Park? And, well, for one, I just don't like them. And two, I never got into it. And the singer's voice, I can't stand.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's his name? Chester Bennington or whatever. It's not a good yell. He doesn't have a good yell.
Yeah.
I just don't like the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it goes along with it.
Well, I like yelling. I don't like screaming.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Yelling kind of implies that there's melody to it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, when somebody, they're still singing, but it's right at the edge of just breaking up.
Yeah, but Chris Cornell was a screamer.
Yeah.
And he pulls it off well.
Mm-hmm. And then yellers like Henry Rollins, I'm not particularly fond of, but he would be somebody who yells.
Yeah.
But again, there's melody to it.
Yeah. You know who's touring with Dinosaur Jr.?
That's not that surprising. I read something. He was in this British magazine, and one of the guys from Amiga Power was interviewing him.
Yeah.
That was weird.
But he's not. But on the tour, he's not touring as a musician.
Yeah.
He's.
I was doing the spoken word crap.
No, he's interviewing Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, every night?
I guess so. I don't know if.
You probably could, you know. I was like, okay, we'll see if you could be maybe at least a little coherent tonight.
Because they're playing the 9:30 Club.
Yeah.
And they're doing one of their albums in its entirety.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe it's a thing where...
Which album, do you know?
I forget which album.
Mm. I only had two of them.
Yeah.
And I only liked one.
I never liked them, so...
It was one of their SST albums.
Yeah. So I don't know, maybe they're like doing a thing where, you know, they play the song or, you know, Henry goes, hey, you know, what's the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so maybe kind of like a behind the music or an unplugged thing.
Yeah. What was your inspiration behind this? I was taking a massive shit and I had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
All right, then.
I think the phrase too much pot keeps coming to mind.
But too, when somebody tells you they like a band, they'll tell you. Sometimes they'll tell you why they like a band.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, man, it's bitchin' solos.
Yeah, and sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's just you like it because you like it.
Yeah.
And there might be, for instance, the Ramones. I love the Ramones, and I hate every band that tries to rip off the Ramones, except for the Hanson Brothers.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a perfect example. Why do I love the Ramones, and I hate the bands that try to sound like the Ramones. Because to me, they're missing the point, except for No Means No comes along and tries to sound like the Ramones, and I love them.
Yeah. But the Hanson Brothers pulled it off well.
Well, yeah. They really didn't sound like the Ramones, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No. Style-wise, it was good. And the songs were good, too.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, most of the stuff they're used to hearing is what the Lookout Records crap.
Yeah.
Where it's like, nah, 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 nah,
yeah,
that type of voice.
Yeah. Whereas, too bad it wasn't the bass player from No Means No singing. That would have been even better. But my God, you want to talk about somebody who yells. It's like, where does his voice end and the bass begin? And you ever heard any of their real early stuff?
I'm not sure what's some of their early stuff.
There's the one album, One Down, Two to Go, Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong. It has like five or six different titles. It's actually called One Down, Two to Go after their original guitarist left.
Yeah.
And it's basically just a bunch of B-sides and studio outtakes and early 7-inches.
Yeah.
And it's got a ton of songs with the guy, and he is a full octave and a half, maybe 2 octaves higher.
Yeah.
And he's really nasally. I mean, he's singing up here like this. Literally, his voice sounds up way up high. It wasn't until later... He was actually singing, and they were on tour, and he was doing one song, and he just yelled really, really loud and blew his voice completely out. So then when he learned to talk again after about a year, when his voice came back, he just found it a lot easier to sing at this extremely deep voice.
Yeah.
And now this is the way he even talks.
Yeah.
Just because he can't do the high-pitched stuff if he wanted to.
Yeah. But it worked for him.
Yeah. It's far better.
Yeah. Let's see, what kind of argument would you say if someone says, well, I don't like No Means No, what would you say to them?
Bastard.
Then I just stab them in the eye with a fork.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know how anyone, like, that damn fucking REM song, Losing My Religion, was on.
Yeah.
Right, and I went by it. I was like, my God, that song is still horrible to me. There's some songs that don't get better. And I don't know how anyone could convince you. It's like, you need to listen to this. No, I don't. It's terrible. But then again, I know. I guess it's all. I don't know. I think with music, it's a little more varying.
Yeah.
I mean, with a movie, you can say, well, I didn't like it because this. I don't know. Who knows? There's no right or wrong answer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that CJ's touring now?
No, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. He was actually in Lancaster recently, I think. Or he's coming to Lancaster or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe he's playing with Al. Weird Al was in a Ramones video.
Was he?
Yeah.
Which one?
Something to Believe In, I think.
Yeah.
Here's one of the half dozen celebrities they had.
Yeah.
But I would assume, you know, Al probably likes the Ramones, you know.
Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah, and he introduced him. You know, they had the different celebrities saying, you know, like this or that or whatever. And he's, you know, goes to Weird Al and is like, this is Debbie Boone and asking you to give till it hurts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So since we brought everything to a screeching halt with Debbie Boone references, let's talk about Debbie Boone.
Okay.
Well, let's go from music to... I want to bring something up about TV shows.
Okay.
Laura likes to watch this one show called Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call it, Boring Everyone to Death. The reason I say that, because it seems like everyone that talks on this show, they all talk like that. It's like a monotone, and it's like a hush-hush.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, watch it. It's like, how do you watch this? If anyone's a killer, they won't they just admit it because they're just so bored when they meet these people?
Yeah, is it a drama?
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be. And I guess, I don't know, maybe the tone like this because it's serious.
Yeah.
But it's like, what do you talking? It's just so frustrating hearing that. It's like, well, why do you like it?
Yeah.
But then, of course, she likes, like, the CSI shows, like CSI orange, blue, gray, whatever colors they are.
Plaid.
Yeah, because each show is the same, except they just change the color tone of the way it's filmed.
Yeah.
Like the one in Vegas is like gray, the one in New York is blue, and the other one's like orange or something.
Yeah.
But all their shows are exactly the same. It's like the same group of... Yeah, and not just the CSIs, it goes on to the other show. Like, you have the one serious guy...
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like the one serious lab person.
But yeah. Hey, you got to have the loose cannon.
Yeah. But like the loose cannon's really not that loose. Especially in like Criminal Minds show.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch that show because it's supposed to be, you know, like they're profiling people. They're profilers. Like,
yeah.
Like FBI
profiling. Well, never mind that profiling generally doesn't work.
But what it should be, though, it should be, like, they meet somebody, and the guy just automatically just kills himself.
Use the power of investigation as mind control. But criminal profiling, I mean, they're so frequently off base. It's better than guessing, but only just.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really are totally stuck and have no clues whatsoever, then something like that can help.
But those things do tend to have tendencies.
Yeah, but it's... really, most criminals are different. Just like most people are different. Yeah, there are certain tendencies. Like, you know, for a certain type of crime, might be a person from a certain socioeconomic background. But it's... Like I said, unless you're dead stuck, you're better off spending your money elsewhere.
We're really going to talk about profiling.
Yeah, why not? Or you could talk about just how inaccurate those shows are, which will lead into my next topic, so maybe we should.
All right.
Yeah, all those shows, if you ever watch any the actual crime scene investigation shows like Real Wins, like, you know, Forensic Files, which is basically how to commit a murder and get away with it, if you think about it. Shows like that, you know, CSI clearly did not do the research.
Yeah, but when you have a TV show, you need it. You can't do all that.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be really based, really in reality.
Oh, no.
You need some semblance of reality. I mean, really, like that show Criminal Minds. Mm-hmm. If profilers are like that, you would think that more people would be killing themselves if they just talked to somebody like that.
Yeah.
That's what the show should be. I mean, even people they just meet.
I'll admit to any crime you got if you just shut up.
Yeah, even when they just order a sandwich at a restaurant. God, get away from me. That could be the show. The real killer just gets away because people just have to admit anything around these people. It would almost be like that. There's an episode that it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Frank is waterboarding people. He's like, I just waterboarded this guy and he told me everything I wanted to hear. It's like, well, yeah, because you torture him. I can tell you anything you want to hear. All right. What was the topic?
I don't know. I watched one episode of that show. Well, about half of one.
Yeah.
Then our guitar player showed up.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, but at the same time, I got the idea. I'm never, ever watching this.
That's how you should watch it.
Unless I'm forced.
It's a good show. It's funny.
Well, yeah, it was funny, but I was bored with it and wanted to leave. At least it wasn't predictable. I'll give it that.
Yeah. Do we have a topic?
Oh, yeah. What I was going to get to was... We were making just like the same comments about the those CSI shows as everybody else who doesn't watch them.
Yeah.
Which is my next topic, outsider criticism. Comments which paint you as nothing but a willfully ignorant outsider. Such as NASCAR is boring because they're all just turning to the left. Or
which is absolutely true.
Or Twilight is about sparkly bisexual vampires.
Absolutely true.
Why do people bother making comments like that?
Because it's stating the obvious.
It just makes you look stupid. And it shows, I mean, I understand, yeah, it is intentionally showing a real disrespect for the people who like it. And that's, I guess that's fine, but really it just makes you look ignorant.
No.
Well, it makes us look ignorant. I can't separate myself here.
No, it doesn't. No, the reason I say that is because the Twilight vampires are terrible.
But, I mean, can you at least come up with something original to say about it?
What? They're terrible vampires. What do you want? If vampires truly exist...
How do you grade vampires?
Because, they're non-threatening vampires.
Are they any gayer than the ones in the Anne Rice stories?
No, I'm not talking about... most vampires, they're definitely bisexual.
Yeah.
Or gay.
But I would say bi.
Yeah. But my problem with those vampires are they're non-threatening.
Yeah.
I mean, if vampires existed and those vampires came up to you and said... We're gonna get you. You can say, "Oh, just leave me alone." You wouldn't be running. You wouldn't. I'm just saying the difference between. And if you had like an Anne Rice vampire, you would be scared because it's got some menacing.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't be worried about your neck though. Yeah.
Everything's gay here. Or probably like the original Bram Stoker Dracula.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I've ever read, and I'm not going to.
Yeah, that was actually sort of scary in parts, you know, considering its time period.
Yeah. And with the NASCAR.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to make comments like that.
Yeah, but it just makes you look like you don't know what you're talking about.
They turn left. What do you want?
I mean, at least make some intelligent comments about it.
They turn left. You can't.
I mean, you could at least say it's pro wrestling for people who find that the acting's just not believable enough. But it's pro wrestling for intellectuals. Just like Monster Trucks is pro wrestling for people who can't follow, who don't have enough brains to follow pro wrestling.
Well, Monster Trucks, you at least get to smash things.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why most people like NASCAR. I mean, let's face it. But it is about the personalities. I just like the racing.
Some, but I've heard that argument too. Like, oh, watch just for the crashes. That's not a good enough excuse.
Yeah.
Because that's like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And really, there might be a crash. You know, it's like, I'm going to watch hockey because of the fights.
Yeah.
There's a fight every, what, second in hockey?
Yeah.
I mean, not, you know, toe-to-toe, but with checking and everything else, it's pretty violent. But I don't even buy the arguments. I watch for the crashes. I think the only the reason people watch it is so they can take a nap.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like baseball. It's one of those things that you can kind of get into, but I think it's more like it's something that you have on while you're doing something else.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
I mean, if it was illegal to work on your car while listening to a ball game or listening to NASCAR on the radio.
Yeah.
Its ratings would drop off by about 90%.
Yeah. I know people that like NASCAR, but they like going to the races more than anything. But they really don't. They go to the race, but they don't really go to the race itself. They just go for the infield parties.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
The race is kind of like secondary. Oh, there's cars here, huh?
Yeah, they just go to a tailgate party, you know.
Yes.
Where do you set up your tailgate party? Ideally, within 10 to 15 miles of the actual sporting event.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a rest stop 20 miles away, is it going to cut it? Yeah. Although you could still probably have a pretty good party.
Yeah. I'm just saying that maybe the Twilight vampires should be called Hampires or something, not vampires. It just waters down the product.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to have people thinking that these fictional characters who aren't real, they're going to think that they're wimps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, then when the real vampires come, they're going to be lulled into a false sense of security.
Yeah.
Exactly. And these people just aren't thinking ahead.
Yeah. And the same goes with zombies, too. I mean, because, you know, someone can say, "What? I don't like zombies because they're dead."
Yeah. I think the problem with zombies is that they're just really played out.
Yeah. But really,
isn't that meme over? Wasn't it over last year? Didn't we do a whole podcast on zombies being over?
And vampires, too, I think.
Yeah.
It all comes in cycles.
Yeah. Zombie, vampire, dinosaurs. I had 2012.
Because when I was watching that movie, She, with the post-apocalyptic world, whatever, you know, I was thinking about it. It's like, well, you know, during that time frame,
that was really something.
It was a lot of movies that actually came out with that kind of whole post-apocalyptic thing. Because they had, like, Mad Max around that time, the Road Warrior.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, countless other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of drifts off for a while. Then it comes something else.
Yeah.
And then you're back to and I think we're almost back to that again now.
Yeah. Well, like we said before, I think it's something with Hollywood beating stuff into the ground.
Yeah.
You know, it's always, they jump the bandwagon until it collapses.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, they don't even think about sustainable agriculture when they're making movies.
Well, you know, this point came up too. I was reading, I think it was some Entertainment Weekly, and the guy was making a point about 3D.
Yeah.
3D movies. And his point was is that it's been beat into the ground.
Yeah.
Because it's just got saturated.
Yeah.
You know, he said, you know, James Cameron, he kind of said he really thinks it's come full circle now.
Yeah.
Which I kind of agree with him because he says, first you had the standard, which was Avatar, which was completely filmed in 3D.
Yeah.
So audience bought into that. So he said at that point, you know, Hollywood had people say, all right, this is a new technology, and you can see how it can be used, you know, in all of its glory and what you could do with it. But then he made points like, well, then after that, you had like Piranha and 3D come out.
Yeah.
Then he had the other thing where movies aren't even filmed in 3D, they do the process afterwards.
Yeah.
And just kind of render it, which isn't the same, and it looks like shit.
Yeah.
And so you've watered down the product, and now you've come.
And then also the movie projectors. There was like one company making good ones, but nobody bought those projectors. They all bought the cheap ones.
Yeah.
Banking on the fact that it would be a passing fad, but largely, or at least in no small part, because they bought all the cheap, shitty projectors. They've now, it's turned people off, and they don't want to watch 3D movies now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, a 3D movie comes out, it's really more to the points of a studio can make a little bit more profit.
Yeah.
Because you could go see Transformers in 3D if you want, but who really cares?
Yeah. How about Transmorphers?
Yeah.
Re-edit that so that it's in 3D.
I've watched 15 minutes of Transmorphers. That's all I could take. It was horrible.
Could you imagine Hardware Wars in 3D?
Would be horrible. The blender and the,
yeah,
and the mixer.
Yeah.
But at least Hardware Wars owned that it was bad.
That was the whole point, that it was bad. I mean, they intentionally filmed it so that you could see the string. I mean, they highlighted the string.
And Transmorphers is the opposite. It's like, we're going to take this serious. My God, really?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. I can't talk about Transmorphers anymore.
Okay. Well, you have a topic?
The only thing I had here is, we talked about the new Duke Nukem's out.
Yeah. Did you play that?
Yeah, I played it.
Yeah. Because I saw something on your Facebook.
Yeah, because I rented it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah, incisive commentary.
Well, I don't really know what to think about. I mean, it seems like it's too over the top.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the character was kind of over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an all right game. It plays okay.
Yeah.
And some of it's, you know, I'm like kind of, I've played worse games. I'm kind of like, on the fence about it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was supposed to blow your mind or what. I mean, what can, it's been how long?
Like, yeah.
14 years or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
since before the Archers of Loaf broke up.
Yeah. So what do you, I mean, what do you really want from it? I'm not sure what was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just another first-person shooter, basically.
Mm-hmm. I can remember really looking forward to that about 13 years ago.
I think it's just so much time has passed. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless it's going to reinvent something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it's a little more, you know, the character says stuff and there's steroids and things, but
mm-hmm. Human growth hormone.
Yeah, I mean, how do you really up the ante? Fucks alien the ass or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Dig it.
I mean, after he allegedly, in the original game, he allegedly ripped the head off an alien and shit down its neck. If you remember that scene. How do you top that, you know? That's up like Glenn Beck, you know, you got to bring like neo-Nazi conspiracy theorists onto your show to try to drum up some ratings.
Yeah. So my review of Duke Nukem is, I know it's not much of a review, but I mean,
yeah.
Like, what do you want?
I guess for a rental, it might not have been too bad.
Yeah, I think I would have been mad if I paid $60 for it.
Yeah.
But then, how many games? There's a lot of games out there like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you get your copy from Circuit City?
Yes.
Did they refund your deposit?
I bought it from Ultimate. How long did that store last? Like 6 months?
Ultimate? Where?
Where Circuit City was.
There was a store where Circuit City was?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was another electronics store, except they sold pool tables. And yeah, they sold pool tables.
No, I didn't even know.
They lasted like 6 months, and out they went.
Yeah.
They were blue like Best Buy.
Yeah.
Like, cause Circuit City was red and Best Buy is blue.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're gone. Another casualty of retail gone mad. How are we doing on time?
A little short still. Still got quite a ways to go. What, my topic now?
Yeah.
Okay, counterfeit Crispies. There's three times more 1957 Stratocasters today than there were in 1957. And 80% of all sports autographs are fake. So, why do people keep buying them? If you know there's about, you know, a 25% chance that your original authenticated vintage guitar is actually vintage, why would you buy a vintage guitar?
I don't know. For the sake of saying, I think it's just more of the sake, so you can say that I have it.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not why would you buy something vintage. It's why would you buy it knowing full well that, I mean, there's a 2 out of 3 chance it's fake.
Yeah.
I mean, you...
I would say it's, you know, hopelessly optimistic.
Yeah. Yeah, so this one's definitely genuine.
Yeah.
Man, those Samoans are a surly bunch. I hope you don't get that reference.
No.
Good. So how about if it's good enough to fool the experts, does it really make any difference? I mean, if it's good enough to fool even the experts, and nobody can tell it's not an original 57 Strat, why does it matter?
Yeah.
I mean...
Because the problem is it matters to somebody. There's somebody going, that's not authentic. It's not real.
Yeah, the fact that it costs $900 to make the guitar, and they're selling it for $5,000. When you could have just bought a brand new Fender for $900, and it would have been just as good.
Yeah.
Actually, it would have been better, but...
yeah. I mean, I know, I remember in the 80s, like, collecting things seemed to be, like, something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people still collect things, but it seems like no one collects anything anymore.
Yeah.
That's the real, who are the collectors now?
Yeah, that was something the guy at, well, it's not We Buy Guitars, it's just at a guitar store now.
Guitars We Buy.
Yeah. He was saying he used to collect coins, but he stopped because, I mean, what can you do with coins? And then I said, mimed like spinning one on the table. And they're like, heads.
Yeah, that used to be. Or stamp collecting.
Yeah. Now, that's something I never really understood.
No.
I mean, I tried to get into stamp collecting. I didn't see the point.
You know what it is? It's because there's one news story about some guy who's collected all this crap all his life, then he gets something that's valuable.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, there's a whole market pops up because now everyone thinks it's valuable.
No, I think... No, I certainly think that that's part of it, but I... You know, a lot of it, it's not having the stuff, it's the hunt.
Maybe.
You know, it really... I mean, you got to be passionate about something.
Yeah.
You know? And certainly hunting for stuff, that... is so much more than having and showing stuff off, especially showing stuff off to other collectors, that can be fulfilling too.
Yeah.
So it really just matters, are other people into it?
Yeah.
But even then, something like vintage guitars, everybody knows they're all fake, so.
Yeah.
I have 357 Strats if you want one.
Maybe it's just the hobby aspect is something to do.
Yeah.
Maybe bring it. Because I've gone to, like, a music show, you know, where you can buy vintage stuff.
Yeah, I mean, even there I can understand it, but only if it was cheap.
Yeah.
I can't understand why somebody would pay $25 for a postcard that was probably printed last week and just antiqued.
Yeah.
And even if it was an original Beatles postcard, why would you pay that much money for it?
But there used to be, like, shows and things like that all the time. And not just for music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess they're still out there, but it seems... seems less common.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, who was it? Johnny Rotten.
Yeah.
Bought this, like, rare John Lennon, actual letter from John Lennon.
Yeah.
And blew it up.
Yeah.
On his TV show. It's like, get over it. And, I mean, it wasn't like it was an important letter. It was just something stupid, and it had, you know... It had his actual autograph on it, but it was like a form letter. I mean, seriously.
Well, Marilyn Monroe's dress that she wore in that movie, 7 Year Itch, where the great blue, I think that thing sold recently for $4 million. That's what I heard.
Now, some things like that I can sort of understand, but really, I think stuff like that should be in a museum.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly you can buy it and own it, but loan it to a museum.
Yeah.
You know, I'll let you display this if you promise to take care of it.
Yeah. Or maybe because now, because you have the internet, you can just have so many forums just dedicated to that. A little easier to have niches.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's still people that collect baseball cards.
Yeah.
I don't even know if baseball cards are even worth anything anymore.
Yeah. This is the pre-indictment card.
Yeah. I think maybe at a time when they weren't so mass-produced, it makes sense that it would be valuable.
When people were more into baseball, when it had something to do with it.
Yeah, but people even collect football cards. But who's doing that? It seems like...
Well, the Cole cards, I think that whole thing is overdone. It's just done. People don't do that anymore.
Well, the problem is it's not 1940 anymore. That's the problem. That's why it's... I mean, I guess, in the 40s and 50s, you're a kid, you probably collect a baseball because there's nothing else going on.
Yeah.
I mean...
The three Honus Wagners. And
yeah. I'll trade you three Carl Yastrzemskis. But, you know...
That was something in Dilbert where Dogbert got into the sports autograph business.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a football autographed by Jesus. They actually ran that in the paper. It's like, this isn't a regulation football. There's no stitches. They healed.
But now there's nothing to... I think maybe just saturation and...
Yeah.
I mean, really think about it. Is anyone really going to be collecting Pokemon? I mean, there's people that play Pokemon that are still into it, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about
it. It might be like Ninja Turtles. They're still around, aren't they? Or have they kind of faded again?
They're kind of fading. They're around in some form.
Yeah. But some things like G.I. Joe are still around.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of. They're rebooting that.
Yeah. Are they going to kill Duke this time?
Yeah, I guess. I think the thing I read is they're bringing back three or four characters from the last movie, and that's it. And I, even with my kids, I don't really see anything that pops out as being like any type of culture phenomenon.
Do. Sorry. Yeah, set me up.
But there's, like, no He-Man or anything.
Well, but people still collect cars, for instance.
Cars, yeah.
And they collect guitars.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point, is that...
But aren't you going to get to a point, I mean, who wants... I got a 1996 Fender Strat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yours isn't even a 96. Yours is like a Squire.
I'm just making a just a comment.
I have a 93 Strat.
Yeah.
Real American Standard Strat.
But is anyone lining up for it?
No, because, they were mass produced. They made tons of them, and they were better made than the old guitars, so they didn't fall apart.
Yeah. So right there, you've kind of production standards have ruined everything.
Yeah. Like, I was reading this one article. This guy said he'd been a vintage guitar collector for years, and he had a whole room at one time, and it was like, half of the room was vintage Fenders, and the other half was vintage Gibsons.
Yeah.
And you go in there now, he's still got all the Gibsons. It's like, why is that? It's like, because I have one new Stratocaster. I mean, it took the place of, like, that whole room. One new Stratocaster. I mean, seriously, the stuff Fender's making now is better than what they were making back then.
Yeah.
It's, and what they were making back then was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it had a certain sound, but the new stuff has the same sound, and it's playable.
Yeah.
Whereas the Gibsons don't, And I read somewhere that it caught, for, like, the Gibson SG, it allegedly cost less money to make that than it cost to make a Fender Strat.
Yeah.
But the Fender Strat sells for $1,000, the SG sells for $2,000.
Yeah.
It's just a cynical marketing decision on the part of Gibson to sell it for that much.
Technology has ruined collecting.
Yeah.
It sort of
just
has.
Wait until I let everyone know. I plan to buy a CNC machine, maybe this year, maybe next. I'm debating on, I'm thinking I might want to fix up my Trans Am first.
Yeah.
Or I might just want to buy, but I'm thinking, boy, if I had a CNC machine, I could make all these custom parts for the Trans Am. It'd make it so much nicer.
Yeah. Okay.
But I want to start making guitars and things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There you have it. We make guitars. Buy your aggressive couch guitar here.
Yeah.
$15,000.
You know what I was going to call him? Kind of obvious. Blankenstein. Dr. Blankenstein. And I was going to put bolts in the neck. That's a great name, I tell you. The problem is, there's already Blankenship guitars.
Yeah.
So, unless I want to come up with something original. All
right. Well, I think we've beat collecting into the ground, haven't we?
Yeah.
So save your Pokemon in your pogs.
Yeah. I think I might have some pogs still.
Yeah.
Why did anyone ever buy pogs? I thought they were stupid at the time. The only ones I have were gifts. And yet, since I got them as gifts, I'm probably one of the few people that still has any.
But look, I have an Alf pog. It's from The Simpsons. All right.
Yeah, they're free with the not shrimp melt.
So I think we've decided that people collect things and some people don't.
Yeah, and most collectors are getting ripped off.
Yeah, and I mean, I like The Simpsons, and I have a few Simpsons things, but then, yeah, you know, you see, like, this person has 20,000 pieces of Simpsons things. So, all right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like my dad says, I own stock in those companies.
Yeah.
So I think everybody needs to buy Pokemon. All right, so do you have anything else?
Let's see. I don't know. I seen something today I thought was funny on the Today Show with about... they were talking about Wiener and Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And they should have basically called it, I don't know, either late to the punch or... late to the punch by Captain Obvious. Because they were talking about infidelity.
Yeah.
And I guess they had these two women on from this website called iVillage.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I guess whatever fuck iVillage is, they're interviewing these women. And so they took polls on this.
Yeah.
On the iVillage from, I don't know, married and unmarried women or whatever. And talking about, it was funny, the other woman would go, yes, sexting is the new thing now. Well, I think we kind of knew that 6 years ago. Where you been? It's just funny because it's the information is so obvious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, married women say that they will try to keep a relationship together after an affair. And the woman's like, why would they do that?
Maybe the thing is, women who are attracted to men who are likely to cheat generally know that they're likely to cheat.
Well, I mean,
and they're attracted. I think a lot of women are attracted to that sense of danger.
Well, but the, her answer was, as soon as I heard it, it's like, well, it makes sense why somebody that's married would try and maybe, depending on what happened, the situation, would try to keep it together because, well, depending on how long, if you've been married for a while and you got a lot invested in that, you may kind of stick it out. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, the single woman said they would just dump them and move on. Like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing I found funny was just the whole thing with the sexting and things like that. Like,
yeah.
People are going to be doing this in the future. I was like, what the fuck are you think's going on? It's just so bizarre seeing that because it's like, really? You would have thought it was like the interviews from the year 2000 or something.
Yeah.
People will use social media to contact each other. Okay.
Well, I'm setting up a website on GeoCities.
I think we should get GeoCities started again.
Did you see? I think it was Justin Timberlake is one of the guys who bought MySpace.
Really?
After they bought it for like $560 million, now they sold it for $35. I'm surprised it's worth $35 million. I mean, I almost could have put an offer on that.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the guy that came up with MySpace, he's the only one that made out.
Yeah.
Because he sold it for, what is it?
$560 million.
Yeah. Was that guy's Tom or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's the only one that made out of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who wants to invest in my next idea? it's called Screw the Venture Capitalist.
Well, you know, when I went to Wikipedia, because when we were talking about GeoCities recently, yeah. I looked GeoCities up because I was just curious to get the time frame again of when it started. And they were bought from Yahoo.
Yeah.
For like several billion dollars. I think it was at least $1 billion Yahoo paid for GeoCities. It's like, my God.
Yeah, and then they closed it 3 years later.
Yeah. It's like,
and Yahoo's still in business. In fact, that's the one I still use for the most part.
Yeah.
I've been using Google a lot more. But
yeah. No, I still like Yahoo, but
yeah.
I'm just thinking, man. Imagine being the guy that came up with GeoCities. And Yahoo comes to you and says, we want to buy your company for $1 million. He's probably had his bag already packed. All yours. Give me Actually, I think it was over a billion. It was something astounding. It's like, really?
Yeah.
You didn't see that come?
It's generally pretty easy to predict failure, you know?
if you look at how much cash Yahoo just had laying around.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you look at almost any tech startup or almost any new technology and you bet against it, you're probably going to be right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to buy MySpace. I'll give you $5 for it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy Facebook. I don't know.
Yeah. It's probably on death's door.
But what could be really next after Facebook?
Twitter.
Twitter is out there, but I think Twitter already hit its peak.
Yeah. How about Clitter?
Yeah.
Is that the next one?
Shitter. I think Twitter has actually hit its peak.
Yeah.
And I can't take anything serious when you hear the worst thing about Twitter.
They call it tweets.
No, is when you see it like on a real like network like NBC or like CNN or something like a news network.
Tweet of the day.
Yeah, where it's supposed to be news and it's like, you know, cock smoker 14 says. That's what I can't take serious is the names and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you take anybody serious?
I think they should be required by law to state their full name and give their address, not their email address, their home address.
I mean, because really, I mean, if you are like, you know, what do you think about this? Aggressive couch says. I'm not sure if I'm going to trust anybody named cock smoker.
Yeah.
Or, you know, cocksmokers send this question. Yeah, I really think Twitter's, I think it'll be, you know, it's there, but I think it's already hit its peak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of there. Kind of like Facebook, that hit its peak.
Yeah. Now's the time to invest.
But, I mean, where do you go from there? I mean,
it's the time to invest in anything but Twitter or Facebook.
I think the advantage that Facebook has that MySpace didn't, that since MySpace was first, and, you know, Facebook is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's migrated to Facebook, and since it has to be something spectacular for everyone just to migrate to something else now.
I think it was largely just because MySpace made a lot of mistakes, and it got mired down.
Yeah.
And I think that was why people went to Facebook.
Yeah. Well, MySpace, too, was sort of like GeoCities.
Yeah.
where you kind of like design your own page.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing you can really do with Facebook is what, lay it out different.
Yeah.
But they don't see that. It's however you see it.
Yeah.
So MySpace was more like GeoCities, where you had these, you know, horrible graphics.
Yeah, and it would, even with broadband, it would take forever to download.
Yeah. And you had people like, oh, yeah, this is cool. We'll put this horrible background, but then you can't read, like, half the text is missing.
Yeah.
Because the color is not there. It's like, oh, this is black, this is white. And then eventually it just turns into, like, the GeoCities homepage where it's just shit everywhere on it. Nothing's in any type of order.
I know. Isn't it so great when you go to a website that hasn't been updated in, like, 15 years? You still see animated GIFs.
And when I see that, it makes me think of The Simpsons when Homer had his own webpage. It really sums it up in my mind to that. It's like, here, go to my webpage. And it's just pictures and like this mouth movement. It just makes like this annoying honking sound. It's like, rah, rah, rah. And they're like, my God, that's the most annoying website ever. That's kind of sums up how GeoCities was.
Yeah.
And MySpace was an evolution. And I just think now people are just, they're too lazy.
I think Facebook has learned from their mistakes.
Yeah, because not. It's one of those things. Not everybody should be able to design their own web page.
Yeah.
Some people can do it.
I mean, it took me minutes. Minutes, I tell you, to lay out aggressivecouch.com. Yeah, I selected the pre-made layout, and then I drew the little couch at the top.
Yeah. I mean, now, yeah, it's a little better now. But if you remember, in those early days of the net.
Yeah.
Like, anybody will let you put up anything, and that's what you had. You had this fucking layout was terrible on sites.
Yeah, and you when you signed up for an ISP, it'd give you, like, a 10 meg so you could have your own website.
Yeah. And, like, one picture was 4 megs.
No. I used to have a webpage all about guitars. And then I had one dedicated to the band that we were in. Even after the band broke up, I kept the website up for like 5 years. I think it was still there when GeoCities burned to the ground. I just hadn't logged in 10 years.
Oh, the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
But I think for Facebook to lose it, there has to be something. There's going to have to be something revolutionary to change that. I think you've kind of reached to the top.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to start another social site. Oh, look, you can connect to your friends and put pictures on it. Well, we can do that with Facebook, so why would you?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the other places have already gone.
Yeah.
There's this one place where you could set up your own, like, online community for something. That was actually where I joined the band that I'm in.
Yeah.
But they switched to a pay-only subscription model, which was basically their way. They knew nobody was going to pay to stay on it.
Yeah.
They were trying to make everyone go away.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in 15 years.
Yeah.
Something which, I don't know, unless you can deliver the technology different, I don't know, unless it comes right to your head or something.
Yeah.
Now get your status updates sent right to your brain.
Oh, yeah. What was that thing? I got mail?
Yeah.
My God. Those people, you know, they just had, like, the antenna sticking out the top of their head.
Yes.
And then the battery was a suppository.
I think I found that drawing.
Yes, watch your door height.
Who knows what the future is? Maybe it's just be porn downloaded right to your penis and it jerks off. Jerk off while you're at work and no one knows.
I think they could be able to tell.
And I think Facebook has kind of run its course too.
Yeah.
But now there's...
Well, I think it's established.
Yeah, it's established. It's run its course, but...
I mean, there still might be room for one more improvement, one more generation of something else come along.
Yeah.
But, and of course, who know? We'll probably be using something like Facebook, but it may not be Facebook itself. Yeah. Like you said, in 15 years.
Or maybe the people that are coming up, they'll just get sick of the Facebook and.
Yeah, computer goods are wrong. We're going Amish this week.
Or like things will cycle, you know, cycle back. Like, oh yeah, we could do this, but then, you know. Like, the cool thing to be not having, like, a Facebook page and
yeah.
not having a cell phone or instant access. I'm the cool, you know.
Yeah, sort of like those pretentious, lame people, you know, that don't have TV sets.
Then eventually, they'll sell out and be hippies. Or they'll, yeah. wait, they'll start out be hippies because they don't use technology. Then they'll be yuppies.
Yeah.
Then they'll go back to technology.
Yeah.
So I don't
just
know
as annoying as ever.
Maybe they call them, I don't know, tippies and
yeah.
And they move to
guppies.
Yeah. Fruppies or
puppies.
Who knows?
Overused media acronym peas.
Yeah. I mean, I have Facebook and I'm sick of it already.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize I like just putting up pointless stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll put up there like what I'm doing, but then most of the time I realize that I get tired of seeing yeah. that stuff on there.
My family's away from our house for the next 2 weeks, and here's a copy of my key.
Yeah. Who knows? I'm punching myself in the face.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, apparently I got unfriended again by somebody.
Yeah?
Why does this keep happening to me?
Why, who is this person?
Well, it's somebody that she puts a lot of stuff up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe she was just cleaning off her friends list. I don't know. Or, I don't know. But
so it doesn't seem like it was personal this time.
It might have been. But
there's people I'm friends with. I wonder why I haven't defriended them myself.
Yeah.
And it's like it's people who've never, it's just like me, I never post anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get on there and lurk and read other people's stuff. Yeah. But it's rare for me to post something because just like in real life, it's hard to get me to talk. And then once you do get me to talk, it's hard to get me to shut up.
Yeah.
So I just never started.
I've read some article about Facebook, and they said in the article they explained that that's why some people have actually left Facebook because yeah. they felt kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't really do anything. They would just look at like what everyone else was doing and look at pictures. And
yeah.
Like I said, well, I felt kind of weird about doing that after a while. I was like, well, I'm going to just stop this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, I'm looking at this, but it's like, I don't know. But I don't mind that she unfriended me. I'm not going to try and refriend her again.
Yeah.
I'm like, who cares?
I'm not aware that I've been unfriended.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't tell you.
Yeah.
It should tell you.
I don't think it should. I think you'd get too many people freaking out.
No, I think it should tell you, so it makes it uncomfortable. Because then, if you're going to make that decision, own up to it.
Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, such and such is unfriending you. And it should. You have to give a reason, too. And it can't be like a drop-down menu, like, you know, where it'd say, like, anger or discomfort yeah. or other. It has to be something where you have to put a comment in.
Yeah. And it has to be three paragraphs. contain at least one number, one capital letter.
Then if you don't, your account gets locked out for 24 hours. Then after that, if you don't do it the right way, your account just gets deleted.
Yeah. Or it just starts putting up porno pictures.
Yeah, like I'm banging horses or something like that. But I would at least like to know.
Hmm.
You know, and you can even, you don't have to have a reply function, but they at least have to give you a reason. Because if you did have a reply, well, it would be like, fuck you, like you said, fuck you, asshole. But I think it would make us a better society. At least piss off a lot of people.
Well, I mean, it would introduce some accountability, which is sorely lacking on the internet.
I want to run into the person in public, though, that unfriends you on Facebook. Since it doesn't let you, then you can say, oh, I see you unfriended me on Facebook. That would have to be an uncomfortable time. Especially if you put them on the spot. That's great.
That's great?
Yes. Oh, how are you doing? Good. I see you unfriended me on Facebook.
You fucking ungrateful bitch.
You want to tell me why you did that? All right. Yeah. Should we end this?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to end on The Social Network, I guess. All right. We'll see you next time on the couch.